Blackstone Audio presents The Rest is Noise, Listening to the 20th Century by Alex Ross. Dedication for my parents and Jonathan. It seems to me that despite the logical, moral rigor music may appear to display, it belongs to a world of spirits, for whose absolute reliability in matters of human reason and dignity I would not exactly want to put my hand in the fire. That I am nevertheless devoted to it with all my heart is one of those contradictions which, whether a cause for joy or regret, are inseparable from human nature. Thomas Mann, Dr. Faustus. Hamlet. The rest is silence. Horatio. Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. March within. Why does the drum come hither? Preface. In the spring of 1928, George Gershwin, the creator of Rhapsody in Blue, toured Europe and met the leading composers of the day. In Vienna, he called at the home of Alban Berg, whose blood-soaked, dissonant, sublimely dark opera Wozzeck had had its premiere in Berlin 3 years earlier. To welcome his American visitor, Berg arranged for a string quartet to perform his lyric suite, in which Viennese lyricism was refined into something like a dangerous narcotic. Gershwin then went to the piano to play some of his songs. He hesitated. Berg's work had left him awestruck. Were his own pieces worthy of these murky, opulent surroundings? Berg looked at him sternly and said, "Mr. Gershwin..."